The big bird swept its savage golden eyes over the assembly, then went back to grooming its wing feathers. Tyria felt happy for the bird, clearly a brave and solitary creature.
Do you think its thick plumage saved it from severe injury, brother? Those rats were brutal vermin.
Perrant nodded.
I don't think we fully realise just how strong the bird is, Tyria. It's a formidable creature.
Much to every beast's surprise, Abbess Lysian strode calmly over to the big bird and began gently stroking its head. It stayed quite still, perhaps sensing that she meant it no harm. Lysian spoke softly to it.
My goodness, you certainly are a big, strong fellow. I wonder what sort of bird you really are.
Old Quelt had the answer. He was a silver-furred squirrel, an ancient dry stick of a beast, bent by many long seasons. Beside being the Red Wall Recorder, Quelt had appointed himself the first Abbey Librarian. He had commandeered the lowest of the attic rooms and made it his own. There he had gathered every piece of written material Redwall possessed. Brinkenform Old Grud had shelved the room out at his request. Parchments, scrolls, pamphlets, tomes and volumes covered the library from ceiling to floor. The old squiddle held in his paw a slim bark-bound book. All of the Abbey members who had assembled listened carefully to what he had to say.
This is a record of birds written by one Abbess Bryony in the far bygone seasons. She had a particular interest in hunting birds. Let me read you what she wrote about this specimen.
Peering through his rock crystal spectacles, Quelt leafed the yellow parchment pages.
Here it is. A bird that is rarely seen in the mossflower territories. They have been reported by geese who have visited Redwall as mainly inhabiting a place called Green Isle, where they hunt the rivers, lochs, and streams. They are said to be large, powerful birds. Their description runs thus. Dark brown upper plumage with white feathers underneath the body. Long wings with brown and white patterned undersides angled two-thirds of the way along. The head is white-crowned with two dark stripes. These are barred across the eyes, giving a mask-like aspect. The eyes are broadly gold-ringed with jet-black centres. These birds have leathery curved beaks. They also possess four black talons of savage aspect on each blue-grey scaled leg.